She commanded her handmaidens to prepare her a bath. Doria built a fire outside the tent, while Iri and Shikri fetched the big copper tub, another bridal gift, from the pack horses and carried water from the pool. When the bath was steaming, Iri helped her into it and climbed in after her. "Have you ever seen a dragon?" she asked, as Iri scrubbed her back and Jiqui sluiced sand from her hair. She had heard that the first dragons had come from the east, from the shadowlands beyond Ashai and the islands of the Jade Sea. Perhaps some were still living there, in realms strange and wild. "Dragons are gone, Khaleesi," Iri said. "Dead," agreed Jiqui, "long and long ago." The seers had told her that the last Targaryen dragons had died no more than a century and a half ago, during the reign of Aegon the Third, who was called the Dragonbane. That did not seem so long ago to Dany. "Everywhere," she said, disappointed, "even in the east. Magic had died in the west when the doom fell on Valyria and the lands of the Long Summer, and neither spell-forged steel nor storm singers nor dragons could hold it back. But Dany had always heard that the east was different. It was said that manacores prowl the islands of the Jade Sea, that basilisks infested the jungles of Yi Ti, that spellsingers, warlocks, and aeromancers practice their arts openly in Ashai, while shadowbinders and blood mages work terrible sorceries in the black of night. Why shouldn't there be dragons, too?"